the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
We be
stopping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
We be stopping.
Bang, da, dang, da, dang, dang.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 17 of Rant and Wrestling. We are going to have basically just two guys on the show. One guy that is very important is Nick, Pootie KD, one half of the world, tag team champion, and I actually wrote down how many title defenses we have, over 20 for the past 2 years straight. Man, we're a good team. We're a great team. We should be in the Hall of Fame. Speaking of Hall of Fame, we have the Tweener World Champion who's been a champion since day one, over a year. With his title reign, having about 5 title defenses this month alone, ladies and gentlemen, this is the returning champion. This is Doomsday. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I promise you, I will not drop out of the conversation, drop out of the call. Everything's okay. It's all good.
You can't today.
I can't. I can't. It's that important.
It is very, very important. Rob is on vacation. Mofo Magic is still in the clouds somewhere in his nice private jet going to God knows where. But, yes, we are here.
They're flying.
Right. Top flight security of the world, man. So we are doing a two-man show. And we're going to start off. What can we start off with? What do you want to start off with, man?
Man, I don't know, man.
This is your show. Today, this is your show.
My show? Shit. I guess we can talk about the whole CZW thing that's been going on.
I did hear something bad about New Heights. I didn't watch it, but really? I heard nothing. I didn't hear anything good coming.
Really? Because, like, people really, really enjoyed the tag match between Tremendous, OI Forte, Young Bucks. I thought that match was great. I saw it. I thought it was cool, man.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure the match quality was there. Only thing I heard that was bad was the Tim Dunst, Joe Gacy match. Like, he tried to... He was basically... Tim Dunst was the heel of the match because he was the one that had cancer, and he, I guess, used that cancer to get, you know, a victory over him. Like, Joe Gacy couldn't attack him like he wanted to?
Yeah.
Is that how it went?
Yeah, something like that, man. It was ugly, man. It was ugly.
It was bad, so that match was the worst. Because I know Mike Bailey and AR Fox was good.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah. But other than that, this whole weekend, I believe we had new champions all over the place. Starting off with Timothy, we're going to send out spoilers for people that are listening. It is Wednesday of the next week. I think y'all can handle it. Tim Thatcher beating Drew Galloway for the Evolve title and the DGUSA Open of Freedom Gate title. Davey Richards couldn't make it. Music was hurt, so they had to switch up the matches, and I guess they pulled the trigger on him. So congratulations to Tim Thatcher. Congratulations to Athena getting her AIW Women's title back, which I didn't even agree with her losing the title to Veda Scott in the first place, but she gets her title back at right. Absolution, and Ricky Shane Page is the new AIW Absolute Champion. I mean, we all saw it coming, pretty much. But he's a champion of a company, and that's always positive. And earlier this year, he was at Tournament of Death. So his year right now is looking pretty strong. Looking pretty strong. Ricky Shane Page, he's the new champion there. Dream Wave, they had a new heavyweight champion. Mind you, they had no matches announced. It was basically a mystery vortex there with Eric Bischoff booking it. And Yeah, new Dreamwave champion is Marche Rocket. I think he is a great talent. He cashed in his Good as Gold briefcase, I'm sure. He is the new Dreamwave champion. New Heights CZW, we had new Wired champion, the Tim F. Dunce. And new tag champions, Rob's clients, going to the pay window. Team Tremendous.
Team Tremendous, baby.
He took the straps off of OI4K. They are the new tag team champions. Who else won a title that weekend? I believe that's it.
Who else?
Those are a lot of title changes this week. I think that's it. Those are all the shows that I remember calling yesterday. No one changed the title Evolve 46. Speaking of, actually, everybody that's listening, Evolve 45 felt like it was a PWG show. Granted, it wasn't a lot of fans, but it was enough fans there that was going to catch your attention. Evolve 45 is the only show I watch out of all of these shows, and I'm going to say that was the show of the month, maybe show of the year for Evolve. 45 just, and mind you, they didn't even have Viv Busick and Davey Richards on there. They just switched everybody around, and I believe that was a fantastic show. I cannot praise that show enough. I'm pretty sure Absolution responds. I think they already have it up on Smart Mark Video, for the stream. I believe they're doing that. And, I believe CZW has some news coming out there too. He's gonna join up with some group in Canada. I wanna call it IWA? I don't know. It's another, company up there. And I was like, okay, they're joining. That's cool. They always like to team up with other wrestling companies. Seems like CZW is the only one that actually wants to do it, besides Ring of Honor, because they got New Japan. And then they brought up the pay-per-view deal.
And that's right.
I think that's not. Hey, I mean, it's
more
it's,
power to them.
Yeah, like if you really want to go that route and you think you got the audience to do a pay-per-view, then go ahead, go right ahead, do it. I'll watch it. My guess, they didn't announce a date, but my guess is K to Death. If they're going to do a pay-per-view, K to Death would be one of them.
The funny thing about the pay-per-view thing, I think they partnered with some kind of like corporate dealio, whatever, in order to do that. They've been, it's some partner that they've had for about a year now or something like that. So I guess this has been developing for a while. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. I don't know how the buy rate's going to go for it, but still, again, more power to them, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's going to be about $30, $35. Yeah. No one's CZW. Everybody's probably going to be like, oh, that's too high. But they're trying. DJ Hyde is doing a lot of work for that company. From what it used to be a couple of years ago, they finally fixed up their tag team division. Thank God. They got stellar champions, Black Jesus, Passable, Tim Dodds, you know what he can do. Team Tremendous is really good. Even Greg Excellent, who I believe should be booked everywhere.
Yeah.
Or signed. I think WWE can use him. I think he's that entertaining. And he doesn't even have to do much. But yeah, that's all the new champions from that weekend. I'd still tell y'all to praise Evolve 45. Please, please watch that show. What else do we have? Oh, Raw. Raw happened.
Raw
it definitely happened. And it happened, I don't know how it started, but I don't even think that's what we gotta talk about. We have to talk about these women.
Yeah, the women.
Coming out of nowhere, trying to start a game up here. These women. Who was the women that came out here starting all this ruckus?
It was basically the segment started with Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, Alicia Fox, and Nikki Bella's talking about how she's superior to everybody. How she's such a dominant champion. She's gonna. Lead. She's gonna power through to 300 days plus. Then you got everybody else coming out. I think Paige came out. Of course, did her spiel. Stephanie McMahon came out, cut a promo, introducing Becky Lynch. Then Charlotte. Then once she brought those two out, then Naomi and Tamina came out in order to stir the pot even more. And Stephanie is like, all right, you want some of this? Here, you can partner with Sasha Banks. So she brought in Sasha Banks too. So you got Becky Lynch, Charlotte, Sasha Banks went in. Now they have the trio of the Bella Twins and Alicia Fox. You got the trio of Paige, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch. And now you have the trio of Sasha Banks, and Naomi, and Tamina. And they just went to town, went to war. Yeah. It was a really entertaining brawl. You know, like, Divas matches usually have, like, this, like, stink to them where, like their brawls, like, look really awkward and just really messy. This one was really planned out well. It was great. Everybody got their shit in, and you had that one sequence where all the new girls did their submission holds and stuff like that. I thought that was really dope. But yeah, this is gonna be really interesting to see where this goes now. So and the crowd was super, super hot for this. They were just chanting, "This is awesome!" Even before the action went down, because they knew that it was gonna go crazy. It was something that was definitely gonna have that big fight feel, and it definitely delivered. It was just great.
Good for them. And I know a lot of people were like praising these women to call out Becky Lynch. Call out Becky Lynch. Let's get Charlotte on the roster. Let's get Charlotte on the roster. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Get these women up here. Bring Becky Lynch, Charlotte, and Sasha Banks, the NXT Women's Champion, on there. They finally got up there. So, people, if you want it, you got it. You get them there. And they're beating up your favorite divas like Nikki Bella, who has been champion since Survivor Series. And let me see. And I didn't know Stephanie came back. I was like, oh, Stephanie must be a big deal. Proud of those girls. Proud of them. And I see why they didn't put out Bayley. Because, you know, she was a part of that big four.
She got injured, though.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she's injured. I think she, I want to say she might have broke her, a thumb or something like that, or her hand. But yeah, she had that. Yeah, last, I want to say, what was it, last week's NXT, you showed her talking about how she messed herself up, and then how, but she's going to heal up and be better than ever once things heal up. So, yeah, Bayley's out. It's a shame, but yeah, she could have definitely been a part of that. But the way it's looking right now, it definitely looks like something that will work out with the whole trios thing is going on.
Now, from what I saw, I thought Becky Lynch was injured. I could have sworn she was hurt. I saw it on NXT. She was like, yeah, I got an injured leg or injured something, and I try to work through it, and I wound up getting hurt even more. So I was like, oh, I thought she was hurt. I guess she's not. But Becky, far as Bayley, I probably even wouldn't have put her out there. Because the reason why is everybody had the attitude, like, look, of them, exactly, like, being dominant, and Bayley is just too happy, too positive. Don't worry, she'll get her pop. I know she will. It's just with that aggressive group, she will be looked as the weakest one.
Exactly.
You know, that's just something for me. It's nothing that I hate Bayley. That's never been the case. Fan of hers. She's really over, and she's really popular. She's not even that bad in the ring. It's just that she'll get there. You know, she'll get there, and she will be very, very popular. People will be right behind her. But as for the three that got called up, there's got to be three more girls in NXT to step up, too. Alexa Bliss is still down there.
Dana Brooke is still down there. Bayley is injured, but she'll get that. Carmella's there, too. Emma has been there since she got demoted, per se.
Right.
And they also have, who else? The Aussies. The other Aussie girl. I forgot what her name was.
Yeah,
I think Casey Cassidy or something like that. I don't know. But yeah, there's another Australian girl that's down there. So yeah, they got people down there that should fill it pretty well.
Right, and it's a big spot to fill, in my opinion.
Yeah,
because those are big primetime players of NXT.
Yeah,
basically, if you really want to look at it that way. But it's going to be interesting. At least we'll get that. I don't know what else they're going to do, but this is definitely going to be interesting, and I'm looking forward to what is to come. I heard they had another. Did they have the U.S. Challenge?
Oh, yeah. This was interesting. John Cena basically came out again doing his challenge. Rusev came out, which was a little bit of a shock to me. Apparently, his program with Dolph Ziggler has either ended or postponed, because apparently Dolph Ziggler is filming for a movie. Yeah. Everybody's filming for movies these days, you know? But he's filming for a movie, so he's out. So Rusev with Summer Rae came out and talked about how he wants his title back, he was the best U.S. champion, blah, blah, blah. In comes Kevin Owens. Rusev does this funny thing where he's talking about Kevin Owens. He's like, you shut your mouth, you French American or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was some funny stuff there, a little bit of that banter going. Kevin Owens talking about how he would want to beat John Cena right now so he could have his and then John Cena will just have his rematch at Battleground this weekend. Then before he could finish telling all the other stuff, then Cesaro came out, and of course he staked his claim, and then a brawl ensues, cuts commercial, ends up being a three-way between Rusev, Kevin Owens, and Cesaro. Match itself was really good. I really enjoyed it. Like, match quality on Raw has been on point, like, every other Raw, for the most part. And this one was definitely the Raw that was on point. So, they had their little match. And Kevin Owens actually leaves during the match. He's like, screw this. I'm going to just wait till Battleground. Like, his heel work is on point right now. Like, superb. So, like, he leaves, and Rusev and Cesaro are battling it out, and Rusev ends up getting the upper hand and wins. Then he has his match with John Cena almost immediately afterwards. And as the match is going on, just when you think that Rusev is about to win, once again, Kevin Owens comes out, beats both of them up, and then pieces out. So he's being a real dick, and it's been great work right now. So it's some good stuff going on, man. Like, yeah, Kevin Owens is like up there. I hope he gets the U.S. title at Battleground, because this is some cool stuff that's been going on. But that whole sequence of events from the segment, the opening, the open segment, to the three-way, to the Cena-Rusev match, it was great. All of it was.
What happened with, was Brock Lesnar there?
I missed that part. but what I heard was that, I believe it was a contract signing that was going on, or something like that. I was not paying attention to any of that shit, though. So...
All right. I'm glad that the match quality is there.
Yeah.
I'm still not watching the 3 hours. I tried. I've done it like, what, 2 Mondays ago, and that was one of the lamest Raws.
Yeah.
But that was the first Cesaro match with Cena. That was the first one I saw. I didn't see the second one, and I didn't see the triple threat one, but I will eventually. I think I've watched all of the U.S. Challenge matches. I'm still waiting for Ziggler to go out there so I can be like, oh shit. But I want to win.
The U.S. Open Challenge matches have been a godsend for Raw, really. I honestly think so, because they've always been quality every week they've had it. So.
Is it because of the U.S. title, or is it because it's John Cena and they want him to lose?
I think it's more so just the match quality has been great. Like, Cena's been, like, just showing out for, like, months now. It's just crazy how different things are, you know?
Yeah.
And people are responding to it, you know?
Yeah. And I think the U.S. title has been relevant since Rusev had it.
Yeah.
Because who had it before him?
I don't remember.
Exactly. Sheamus. And every time Sheamus has a title, to me, is just so boring. I'm sorry. Every title he has gets boring.
Speaking of Sheamus, I think the guy who plays Abraham from Walking Dead.
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, he was on Raw. He showed up, and they started, I think he was just talking about random stuff. I wasn't paying attention, but, like, there was this one picture that was really funny. It was both of them facing off against each other, and then, like, and then the guy who plays Abraham turning to the camera and shit. It was funny as hell. Because, like, when he first came out, because, yeah, here's the context to that. Because, like, when he got cast as Abraham, people were joking already, saying, like, oh, my God, he looks like an older version of Sheamus. He looks like Sheamus' brother or his dad or something like that.
Yeah.
So people have been joking about that for, like, the past year now. So I think it was really cool that they took that picture together. Good stuff.
Yeah. That show got to come back. Now, because I have nothing to watch on Sundays.
Hey, man. You got to watch The Strain, man. That's a good show.
There was a show on Netflix somebody told me about, like, Sense8.
Oh, Sense8, yeah, that's a dope show. It's,
I haven't watched it yet.
Like, it can get confusing if you're not really, really paying attention to the show, but it's a really good show.
Now, I still need to watch Workaholics. I keep forgetting that, it's not on Netflix, it's on Hulu, but I still need to watch that.
Don't even bother with Workaholics, man.
Yo, I used to love that show.
That show hasn't been great since, like, season 3.
I think that was the time I left off on it.
Maybe season 2. I don't know. One of those two.
One of them seasons. It was the season. I think he only went up to season 2 on Netflix.
Basically after Jet Set died, you know, things weren't the same anymore. Oh, R.I.P. Man. Jet Set. R.I.P.
Jet Set. All right. So, after we talk about Raw, this one was just kind of weird. The whole Alberto Del Rio being missing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking his phone off or something. I heard they found him, right?
I think they found him, yeah.
I think they found him. I was like, okay, I hope nothing bad happened to the dude, because this is like, it was going on for what, like 3 days?
Like, yeah.
No showing and everything.
Yeah, there was, I think there was an event for, like, autism. That's the one that, like, everybody started paying attention, like, oh, shit, he's missing. Like, because he no-showed that, and, like, no one heard from him.
And he didn't even give out no apology or nothing.
I ain't hear from
him. Just was like, nah, I wasn't there.
He's like, nope.
Nah, I wasn't there.
He should have lied to the cartel got him or something.
Right. You know, that's what I would have done, you know? My phone died.
El Chapo's people got me.
Right. It's not my fault. Shit. I guess we can go over the cars of the weekend unless you got something.
Oh, shit.
Right. We don't got shit. This is our show today. Let's talk about AAW. They're having a show on Friday, July 17th. United We Stand. I like that title. I don't know why. Cole Cabana is returning to AAW. Ain't that right, mofo? That's his worst.
Ew.
He doesn't like him. The matches that I see, this, I mean, because, you know, their card changes every damn day. My client, The Money, Matt Cage, going up against the New World Man, Shane Hollister, the AAW Tag Team Championship.
Shane Hollister. How long has Shane Hollister been back?
He's been back, I believe, since May. I just saw his first match with Silas. I finally watched the AAW show today, actually.
And how was that match?
It looked like ring rust. I know he can do a little bit better. He won with a roll-up. He said he wasn't proud of it. But I'm pretty sure when he faces Matt Cage, you're going to have to step it up. That Cage better not dumb down his skills, man, for no damn shame. I think he'll be all right. Hopefully he will. Miss that guy. The AAW Tag Team Championships are on the line. The champions, OI4K, Jake and Dave Chris, going up against Buck Nasty's boys, Devin and Mason Cutter, known as the Hooligans. Tommaso Ciampa going up against your hero, Chris Hero. And I believe Tommaso Ciampa is going over on that one. Lewis Linden defends his Heritage Championship against Christian Faith, the former champion. And the AEW Heavyweight Championship match. All Eagle Ethan Page defends his championship against Johnny Gargano. We also got a women's tag team match. These girls are rivals, Allison Kay and Heidi Lovelace, but they're going to be in a tag team match against each other. Allison Kay picked Taylor Hendricks, and Heidi Lovelace chose Candice LeRae. Poor mofo. She's probably just, drinking the tears. Next show, Ring of Honor is having another Aftershock tour. They're having it on the same day, Friday the 17th. And the match that they just announced was War Machine going up against the Kingdom, but it's going to be Michael Bennett and Adam Cole, baby. They're going up against Hanson and Ray Monroe, which might be kind of entertaining. I'm going to say War Machine gets the win because I don't see them losing for a while. The other matches that they have here, Roppongi Vice, Rocky Romero, and Trent Beretta going up against the Bullet Club's motherfucking Young Bucks with the Super Kick Party. Television Championship number one contenders tournament is going to be three matches, and the one of those three matches will be in a three-way elimination match to determine the number one contender for the Television Championship that Jay Lethal still has. The people that are in his number one contenders match, the former television champion, Christopher Daniels, going up against Mark Briscoe, Matt Taven, the former television champion, going up against Bobby Fish, and Frankie Kazarian going up against ACH. Out of these three matches, you might as well book this shit. Who's going to win out of Daniels and Briscoe?
Briscoe.
All right, Briscoe. Briscoe. Yeah. Who's going to win, Taven or Fish?
Fish.
Yeah, I'm going to say Fish. Frankie Kazarian and ACH?
Kazarian, based off shenanigans.
Ah, damn, that's going to suck. That's going to suck. Yeah. A match down here, I didn't even think this was even happening. This is the last real man professional wrestling, Silas Young, going up against Willie Mack. What the hell you get Willie Mack there?
Hold on, Willie Mack where?
Willie Mack is facing Silas Young.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, Willie Mack is going over there getting both the Ring of Honor.
How do you get up there?
I do not even know.
How'd that happen?
I don't know. I'm glad he's there. I don't think he's ever been to Ring of Honor before.
No way. He's never been.
Yeah, so I think that would be a nice little treat there. I believe Maria Kanellis has an announcement to make, and ODB is wrestling on this show. So it looks pretty good so far, and it's in Las Vegas, so you know they got to do it up there. The Vegas Wild Card.
Oh, now I know why Willie Mack got booked.
Why?
Because they're in Las Vegas.
Oh,
you know he don't leave the West Coast.
No, you're right. This match is, I'm pretty sure this is the main event of the show. This is a Vegas wild card match. Reason why it's wild card, because it's random as hell. And Roderick Strong was going to be in this match, but it was like, nah, you're not that important. We're instead going to replace you with the first two-time Ring of Honor world champion, Austin Aries, making his Ring of Honor return / debut in the ring. He is teaming up with the Ring of Honor World and Television Champion Jay Lethal and your client Moose. Those three are going to go up against former two-time champion Jay Briscoe, Dalton Castle, and my client, former three-time Ring of Honor Tag Team Champion, Kyle O'Reilly.
You know what? I thought this was gonna be like a throwaway until I saw Dalton Castle, Kyle O'Reilly, and Jay Briscoe's little promo video on YouTube.
Yes, I did.
That actually got me kind of hyped for this match, because that was actually pretty entertaining.
That was. I actually enjoyed it, too, because it's just like, it's three, not three weird ones, but my God, what is Dalton Castle?
what is Dalton Castle?
I don't know. Jay Briscoe ain't play that.
He's like, get that hand on my face.
Right, I don't do that. I don't do that hand stuff, man. I don't know what you think this was.
Like, haven't you seen my tweets?
Yeah, I know, right? He needs to learn. This thing ain't no cakewalk, sir. All right. And now, that was Ring of Honor. That was AAW. We're going to move on to MCW, the Shane Shamrock Memorial Cup.
Which we will not be attending this year.
We will not attend that shit. I'm sorry. I believe Mofo might be there. Might be there.
Might be.
We went there last year, hot as hell. The roof was hot. Low, and the bathrooms were terrible.
But I did not use the bathroom at all.
A lot of people didn't, because it broke between line. Yeah, so a lot of people didn't even make it. But yes, if you're in the Maryland area, go down to MCW. Check this out. It is actually a prestigious tournament notice. It is their 15th tournament. This is on July 18th on Saturday. MCW Shane Shamrock Memorial Cup. Now, the championship match, the MCW championship match, this is a no disqualification, no countout. It is the king, Ryan McBride, going up against the MCW champion, the Bruiser. And now, as for the tournament they have here, Drolix, who won the tournament last year, will be in the qualifying match. And how they have it, I believe it's like the final six will be there. And Drolix is one of them. So it's basically five teams that has to get in.
Drolix.
Yes. And how they have it here, let me go all the way to the end. People are here. Yes, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yep, six total. One Drolix is already in. He won last year, like I said. Qualifying match here, Bo Nakoda going up against M-Dog 20, Matt Cross.
Oh, word?
Yes, Matt Cross will be there.
Missing this too, he does some shit.
All right. And I'm definitely picking Matt Cross to win this.
Yeah.
Yes. So after we said that, another qualifying match is Kai Katana going up against L.I. Green. I don't know who either one of these two guys are.
I've seen Kai Katana on Twitter. That's about it.
All right. I'm going to go with... Fuck it. Let's go with Kai Katana then.
Yeah, just because.
Eddie Smooth is going up against the new flavor, the King of Swerve, Shane Strickland.
Swerve, son.
Yes, he was in the finals last year. I'm picking him also.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I might be picking favorites. One of these guys is going to have an upset. This is not a qualifying match, but it is a six-woman tag team match. They have the Veda Scott, Timber Lee, and Amber Rodriguez, the former NCW Women's Champion, going up against Angelina Love, Velvet Sky, and Madison Rayne, the Beautiful People.
The Beautiful People? Are you serious?
They are going against
the Beautiful People. Oh, man.
They are going against the Beautiful People. Let the pigeons loose. This is for the MCW Tag Team Championship. This is a fatal four-way match between Napalm Bomb and Solo. Going up against the Hellcats, going up against Fed Up and E.C. Etourage? Etourage?
I don't know.
I don't even care who wins it. Maybe I'll give it to Hellcats because I know those guys. They're pretty cool. Whoops. That's an error. After that, we have another qualifying match. Wait. Thing messed up. They messed up. Okay, found it. Qualifying match. Okay. Brandon Scott versus the Paper Man, Chuck Lennox.
Don't Chuck Lennox.
I'm gonna say Chuck Lennox because probably needs some help in the finals. Probably with him and Chuck Lennox, to my knowledge, are still on the same team, the Black Wall Street. So I'm gonna go ahead and say the Paper Man, Chuck Lennox. This one is a tag team qualifier, so whoever wins in this tag team match will go to the Shane Shamrock Cup Finals. The Punk Rock All Stars against a guy I forgot his name. And the other guy who brought me into the commentating business, Sean Cannon, and he is going up against, well, they are going up against Davey Richards and Eddie Edwards, the American Wolves.
Oh, the Wolves are booked there too?
Yes, they are. Hopefully they'll be there.
Why are we missing this? That's a, God damn it.
And they're going up against the Wolves, man. I'm gonna say they're gonna pull it up, sir. I'm gonna say the Punk Rock All Stars. Just because it showed my loyalty, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna say, cause I don't wanna make it too indie, you know? So we gotta have some MCW guys in the finals at least.
Yeah, man.
You know? So we got Drolix, we got Chuck Lennox,
yeah.
We got Katana?
Katana.
We got two the Punk Rock All Stars and Shane Strickland.
Yeah.
So, out of all those guys, who's going to win the Shane Shamrock Cup?
Shane Strickland.
I'm going to go with Shane Strickland. And Matt Cross. I forgot he was in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yes.
I'm going to go with Shane Strickland just because he's, like, because he's almost a regular.
Yeah.
To an extent, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that happening.
And plus, I don't see Drolix winning again.
Christian York won that shit, like, 3 times.
Yeah, but I don't see Drolix winning again.
Right, okay. I hear that WWE Hall of Famer Rowdy Roddy Piper will be there, too. I'm pretty sure he's going to be there before the show. I don't know if he's going to be there during the show. Yeah. But he will do a meet and greet. If y'all want to go, it's at 5:30 p.m. on the pre-show.
Oh, yeah, segue with Roddy Piper. You heard about him and his podcast, right?
He has a podcast too now.
Yeah, man. He's had one on Podcast One, but not anymore. allegedly, like I think there was a segment on his podcast where he had I guess he had Will Sasso playing Stone Cold Steve Austin. You know how Will Sasso always plays Stone Cold?
Yeah.
That dude, yeah. So, like, I guess there was that went down or whatever, and the rumor had it that because of that segment, Stone Cold didn't like it, and eventually Roddy Piper got pulled from Podcast One and ended up moving to a different website for his podcast. Stone Cold has denied any type of involvement in it. It's a weird situation now, but it's really funny for the fact that you got this whole dealio with, like, them having a segment that got them kicked off a podcast, one of all things.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, Steve. People got podcasts. They talk. It's okay. Unless it wasn't funny. Unless it said something personal.
Then, I don't think it was anything personal. It was just something funny.
Right. You know, so, I don't know. Poor guy. Everybody's doing podcasts, and for you to get kicked off out of 1,000 people that do podcasts, that's gotta suck.
Yeah.
Poor Roddy. He's just trying to try.
Trying to get that paper.
Right. So, that was Shane Shamrock Cup. We are going to actually do our best to book the show called Battleground for WWE.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Because, you know, Battleground's history, man. We never really have good shows. But this one might be a good one. Who knows? R-Truth is going up against King Barrett on the pre-show. And this is for Barrett's King of the Ring crown?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because, like, they've been battling, like, back and forth for the past, like, month. or whatever, where, like, R-Truth has basically kind of been mocking King Barrett or whatever. Like, he came up with his own crown or whatever and started called... I think he was called King What's Up or some shit like that.
Okay.
And, and he's been picking up wins against King Barrett. So, it looks like some funny business. But I feel like Barrett's going to end up pulling this one out. Either way, I really don't give a shit that much.
Right. I am not going to... I'm going to say R-Truth is going to win. Y'all convinced me last time. And Barrett loses a lot. So, new King of the... What does this even mean? Why did he win King of the Ring in the first place? Why did y'all even bring it up? I'm actually glad Neville didn't win. This is a shame. King of the Ring used to be something. And it's not anymore. Singles match between Bray Wyatt and Mofo Magic's client, Roman Reigns. Anyone but him, says Bray. Doomsday, who do you have winning this match, Roman Reigns or Bray Wyatt?
Yo, you know it's going to be Roman Reigns. Bray Wyatt takes L after L after L. I honestly don't see why this feud is going on in the first place. It's been pretty stale for the most part. And if Bray Wyatt wins, then and it ends up being extended, or Roman Reigns wins and it ends up being extended, the feud, I don't see a reason why it should be. I think Battleground should just get rid of it. Once the match in Battleground goes, and just end this whole feud. That's it. Stick a fork in it. But yeah, I got Roman Reigns winning.
I'm gonna say this. If Bray Wyatt somehow beats Roman Reigns, nothing's gonna happen. Bray Wyatt will be stuck somewhere else, not progressing, and that sucks. Because he won feuds, but he never went anywhere. We probably won't even see him on Raw. Roman Reigns wins. That's all that needs to be said. And probably continue with the feud, depending on how it ends. Next match is Randy Orton going up against Sheamus again.
Another one I don't give a shit about. But the thing is that the match itself is probably going to be decent. But once again, the whole feud doesn't really, like, there's nothing interesting with this feud. But that being said, I got Orton winning. I don't know.
I guess. You know, the people with the Money in the Bank briefcase, they always have the tendency to lose.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go and say just Randy Orton, just off of history. Next up is the, let's go for this one, the WWE United States Championship. We're going to get right into it here. The former NXT champion, Kevin Owens, is going up against the United States champion, John Felix Cena. I want to say Kevin Owens, but I don't know. I think Cena's going to win. You know, he never gives up. Who do you got?
I am going to go with Kevin Owens in this one. I think it's his time. I think it is. And I think
with all this. He just got there.
What?
I said he just got there, and he's already facing John Cena for the United States Championship.
He said it himself. His time is here, and John Cena's time is over.
Mm-hmm. His time is up. My favorite match is the first match that they had, because I didn't know Kevin Owens was going to win that one. That was my favorite. Mm-hmm. Everyone else's favorite was the second match that they had. This one, I don't know. Hopefully they'll steal the show again. Hopefully we'll see what kind of new moves John Cena pulls out in this match. Next matchup, the tag team championships, the tag team champions, the primetime players of Darren Young and the real deal, Titus O'Neil, is going to defend the tag team titles against the New Day, Big E, Kofi, and or Xavier Woods, is what they're saying. Who do you have winning, the primetime players or the New Day?
I got PTP holding it down.
Oh yeah, definitely. Guys to hold it down. New Day got beat down by Brock Lesnar in Japan. And no. PTP is.
Got mollywopped.
They got murdered. Oh, man. Speaking of murder, this triple threat match for the Intercontinental Championship. Why the fuck? The champion Ryback, the Ryback, going up against the Big Show, going up against the Miz, who have all held the Intercontinental Championship before. I don't like it. Maybe because Big Show was in it. But I heard the Miz is doing well, being annoying. Yeah. And I don't know who's going to win, but I just hope it's not a 10-minute match. And watch it be a 10-minute match. Who do you want to be the Intercontinental Champion? And do you give a shit?
I'm going to go with Ryback. Ryback's work as of late has been pretty good. Besides the whole bullshit with actually having to deal with, Big Show. Yeah, I actually like his, what he's doing right now. I think he should be the one to, retain. Yeah, definitely right back.
Yeah, I'm gonna just go ahead and say, right back too. Right back rules. This should be the main event of the show. The WWE World Heavyweight Championship, the former champion Brock Lesnar, who wasn't pinned at WrestleMania, he lost his title to the champion right now. That is Seth Rollins. I'm going to say Seth Rollins escapes somehow. I don't know how, but he's going to escape. What do you think is going to happen? If you were the Booker man, what would you do in this match?
J&J probably is going to save Seth Rollins' ass again. I think that's what it's going to come down to. Yeah, because Seth Rollins is just not believable beating Brock Lesnar, clean, you know? But this could possibly end in some DQ type shit, and this drags on to SummerSlam. So I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. If some shenanigans happens with some DQ or whatever, and they go on to keep feuding till SummerSlam. So, but winner, I'm gonna go with Brock. Yeah, Brock Lesnar by DQ.
Okay, that's all. So way to win. I think Seth Rollins is going to get a lot of help. Matter of fact, he might get some new help this round. Because we always see J&J. Triple H is not feeling it. I think Seth Rollins is going to have somebody. I don't know who it is. This is just me. It's got to be somebody that's going to come out there and save Seth Rollins. I don't know how, but it's got to be better than when Dean Ambrose, quote-unquote, won the title. And then they switched it with a DQ finish. That swerved everybody. Dean Ambrose not on this card.
Yep, not on the card.
Maybe just got a break. Roman Reigns wasn't on a card a couple months before. Nor was Randy Orton. Nor was Bray. So I guess everybody gets one. Yeah. Not bad. I'll take the night off. It's Battleground. I don't want to be a part of that. So I'm going to go ahead and see Seth Rollins somehow. A lot of people are going to be pissed. But we thought this match was going to happen at SummerSlam anyway. But who knows? That was Battleground. We booked the show. We did the best we could with what we had. Now we're going on against it on Monday. This is after Battleground. This is New Japan's G1 Climax Day 1. Day 1 of many. Remember we talked about Block A, Block B. This one they're going to start off with Block A. And the matches, I'm not going to name the tag matches, because none of them have titles. So, it's just random-ass tag matches. For Block A, that they have here on June 20th, Hiroshi Tenzan going up against Doc Gallows. you got a winner for this match?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Tenzan.
I'm going to go with Tenzan.
Tenzan, surprisingly, last year, he actually had a pretty decent showing last year, which was funny because the year before, I believe he was terrible and got injured. So, we'll see what happens with him this year. Maybe some yo-yo stuff where he's just going to be terrible one year, be great another year, and be terrible this year. But I definitely have him winning, but I feel like this match is going to be trash.
All right. We're choosing Tenzan to go over Doc Gallows, tag team champion in New Japan. Next matchup is Togi Makabe going up against Toriano. Who do you have winning this match against?
Since it's a Toriano match, it's going to be one of those joke deals or whatever. Makabe, oh my god, I don't know. Like, most likely, it's going to end up being, I want to say Toriano by shenanigans.
I'm going to go with Makabe. I don't want to give either one of them the win, but one of them got to win. So I'm going to go with Makabe just to do it. Next matchup is Bullet Club members Bad Luck Fale going up against Tetsuya Naito, Stardust Genius with a new attitude.
With a new attitude, baby.
Yes. Who do you got? If you're the Booker man, who's going over Doomsday?
I'm going to go with Naito. Yeah, I think Naito is going to pull it out. Unless he somehow decided to screw it and just walks out. but I feel like Naito is going to pull it out.
I can actually see that happening now that you brought that up.
Bad Luck Fale, like, I remember he had, like 2013 and 2014, he had some pretty big high-profile stuff, but, like, lately, like, he hasn't been, like, booked in anything major in a while. So, like, he had some great growth. But now it's like there's not much to it anymore. He's just been put in the back burner and mostly subjugated to like tag matches and stuff like that. So like, yeah, I don't really feel like he'll win much of anything this tournament.
Former Intercontinental Champion, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's right. Former Intercontinental Champion took out Nakamura like he was trash.
Hey, yeah, he's fighting Naito. I'm going to pick Naito for this match, too. Just because I like Naito.
Like, this is a man who put Nakamura on a stretcher. And now he's going to be taking mad L's and shit. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened.
That's the logic, man. It makes sense. The next match is Katsuyori Shibata going up against the former IWGP Heavyweight Champion, the phenomenal AJ Styles.
Oh, this one should be really good. But I don't know.
Man, I'm gonna say AJ.
I wanna say
Shibata. I can see Shibata winning too.
I could see him because the thing about Shibata is that he loses all the time, but he ends up winning big matches against the top dudes constantly. Like last G1, he took out Nakamura. I think he took out Tanahashi also. I think he beat Okada too, but he was just taking, he was beating all the heavyweights, but he still ended up losing the tournament. But, I feel like this match is gonna be, like, really intense, but I feel like AJ's gonna, be able to pull it out.
Alright, we're going with Styles, and the last match for Block A is Kota Ibushi coming back to New Japan to go up against Hiroshi Tanahashi. Another good match here. I'm going to pick Tanahashi, even though I want Ibushi to win.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, Ibushi, actually. Yeah, I'm going to go with Ibushi.
And, like this is another match that I could just see him winning. He could be Tanahashi, but I want to have the safe pick and pick in Tanahashi. I believe you said you can actually see Tanahashi going the distance. Yeah. It's possible.
It could be possible, but at the same time, he's, like, apparently he's, like, really injury, like, he's riddled with injuries and shit. So, like,
right.
It's a possibility he might not even make it through the whole tournament either. So, I don't know.
Could be. We gotta see. This tournament is really, really tough. There's a lot of days and a lot of wrestling that these guys are gonna put their body through every year. You know, it's not easy doing a tournament that's going to last you the month. End of July, beginning of August, this is going to be tough. Got to have conditioning, no wear and tear. And then they keep wrestling after that. So, that was G1 Climax Day 1. We will talk about the other days later on. Like next week, I believe we're going to talk about Day 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, I believe. And I guess we can talk about Day 7, I guess. There's going to be a lot of booking with that match, or this G1. This is the first time talking about it, like, booking-wise. Normally, we just bring up any type of news or who got the most points and whatnot. I'm going to be trying to keep up with it during the weekend, but I don't think I'm going to watch any of them. I just want to see who's going to make it to the finals, and that's about it for me. But, yeah, looks like it's shaping up to be nice. And that was just day one. I believe the next day is July 23rd on Thursday, which we will talk about next week.
Yeah.
For that, I don't have any more shows for the weekend. And that's about it for me. We can go through five-star wrestlers really fast. Reason being, I had this list purposely just for us because I believe we're the only one that knows who these guys are.
Yeah.
I asked this guy on Twitter. His name is at Feltner Jordan. Well, Feltner _ Jordan. He knows a lot of CZW, and I believe he is from the Cleveland area. And he definitely picked everyone from Cleveland, underground and everything. So and mind you, they're all in CZW, and we're the only ones that watch CZW on this show. So I figured I was just going to save this for a rainy day. And here it is. His name is Feltner _ Jordan. And it says Neo on it. He's a good guy. So the first name he has here is Ohio's own OI4K member. This is Nevaeh. Yes, Nevaeh, who I believe is married to what? Jake Chris?
I think Dave.
Not Dave. Dave is the one with the tattoos. She's married to the one with the hoodie.
Yeah, the blonde one.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. I've seen her matches. She's okay. I don't know about her promo work, but, I know she's, pretty decent. I rarely see her wrestle anywhere else, though.
Yeah.
Like, she's not a Candice LeRae, Veda Scott. You know, where they're booked basically anywhere and everywhere. I only see Nevaeh in CZW. Or maybe a girl's night out.
Yeah, maybe AIW, maybe a little AAW, I don't know.
Right, maybe those. But then not all the time I don't see her. Big as hell. That's about it. You got any thoughts on Nevaeh?
I really don't, because, like, I have seen, I think the last time I saw a match with her was, like, either early last year or 2013. That's how much, like, I've seen her wrestle, like, not much at all. But what I've seen from her was pretty decent. Like, I haven't heard her talk either, so I don't know about her promo work either. So, she's passable, I guess.
Yeah. I don't have no problems with her. You know, it's like, I rarely see her work. And CZW, you really don't get them a lot of women's matches anyway.
Yeah.
Next one, another Ohio native. This is the baddest man alive, Aaron Williams. And I believe Aaron Williams, only time I've seen him is in CZW in Ohio shows. And this year he was in, the Best of the Best tournament. Far as I know, I think he's like one of their main guys at another Ohio wrestling company. I forgot what it's called, but he's one of the main dudes there. His promo work is okay. His wrestling ability is okay. I think he's a little old. I would say up to 30s, mid-30s maybe, lower mid-30s. Other than that, that's all I got really on him. He's not a bad wrestler. He doesn't suck. It's just that if I was a promoter, I probably wouldn't use him. That's all I can probably say about it. You know anything about Aaron Williams? Did you see him at Best of the Best?
Yeah, that was it. That's the only time I saw him, and I thought he was all right. But other than that, I don't have anything else to say about him. Man, that's it.
Yeah. That's it. Like I said, you got to pick Ohio dude. Next Ohio dude that he picked that me and Mopo always make fun of, Dustin Rage. The guy that won the CZW tag title and never had the straps. He won it with Eric Ryan.
Catalyst.
Yes, with the Catalyst. He won it with Eric Ryan, and they never had the belt. That was when their tag team division was in turmoil because Flacco had the title.
Jesus, like, okay, the tag team division in CZW for like that whole year was garbage.
It's horrible.
Almighty. Yeah, that was, it was stinking up the place. All because of freaking Blackout.
Yep.
All because of Blackout.
It was like they wasn't the best tag team there. It was a couple more. I think Dustin Rhodes and Eric Ryan was I wouldn't say a tad bit better, but I'd rather see their matches. And Dustin Rhodes, I think he has the look and the body, but him on that mic, that was done for me. And normally I give people second chances. I don't ever want to hear Dustin Rhodes talk again. I know he's like a little bionic. I think he had like a new like leg, new knee or something. That was one of his gimmicks that like he couldn't really kill Dustin Rhodes. And I haven't seen Dustin Rhodes since that CZW run. And that was it. Like, you got anything on Dustin Rhodes?
Man, I don't have shit on him. Like, besides his work with the Catalyst and stuff like that, I thought the Catalyst was alright.
Yeah.
But, like, that whole run in CZW with the tag titles was just terrible.
Never had the tag belts.
And
they were tag team champions and Blackout took them.
There were just, like, shenanigans, like, every other match. So, like,
right. It was dumb. That was dumb. That was like, really everything dumb. Else was fine. It's just, they needed to fix their tag team division.
Yeah.
They fixed it now.
They fixed it.
Yeah, they fixed it now. But yeah, Dustin Rhodes, yeah. No.
Nah.
Okay, these last two, alright, we're gonna know. Next up, he was actually a Tournament of Death this year and last year. We always talk about this guy showing up randomly. This is the ruthless Ron Mathis.
Ron Mathis.
Yes, Ron Mathis. Good guy. I'm going to say that. Hard worker. I think he looks like he really, really wants to be good at this deathmatch wrestling thing. He looked like he has the drive. And not a lot of people that I see wrestle look like they just have that drive like that. Some of them are naturally gifted, but I think he's gifted in a different way. He has the heart. Now, let me just say that. He got the heart to do it, you know, and he's sticking with it. He believes that he can do it. I got nothing but high praise for Ron Mathis, whether it's a wrestling match or a death match. He believes it and he loves it. And, you know, that's the thing that you want to talk about bleed black and yellow. He wants to do that, but he's never on the show.
Never gets booked.
Never gets booked unless they do a show in Dayton, Ohio, or if they do it. He was in Cage of Death. Ron Mathis was in Cage of Death, I believe, when Nick Mondo came back.
Yeah, he was.
He was there, and he was never seen again. And then he came to the Ohio show. I think it was Deja Vu or something like that. Never seen again. Tournament of Death, he got booked. Never seen again. And this year, same thing. Ron Mathis gets booked. Never seen again. And, I mean, if you want to do this whole OI4K thing where they have, you know, Jake and Dave Chris and Eric Ryan and another dude who I don't know who he is that's doing promos for them, bring in Ron Mathis.
Bring in Ron Mathis, yeah.
Might as well. He can hook you up with, they're going through the Nation of Intoxication. You know, they got the Wrench Connor Claxton and the rest of the three guys, total four. You might as well even it up with the four.
Yeah.
You know, have Eric Ryan, Ron Mathis, and the OI4K, and then against the Nation of Intoxication. There's a feud right there. I don't see nothing wrong with adding Ron Mathis to a CZW roster that is so unlegit, because they got guys that are there
and guys that are there sometimes. I mean, where is Alex Colon?
Yeah, that goddamn it. Yo, that dude, like, disappeared.
He won the Wire title. He won Best of the Best. He was at that with the Cygnus. He is gone. They got rid of Bandito Jr. and Azrael.
And Azrael, yeah.
Biff Busick is former CZW World Champion.
And he's gone.
He's gone. Chris Dickinson is gone.
Gone.
I mean, it's a lot of people. Masada, I think he's, I don't know if he's injured still, no, but I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, and the funny thing is that I think, like, he was announced as part of Nick Gage's, like, deathmatch invitational.
Right.
Yeah.
Got invited to that shit. I haven't seen Masada in a while, and he was a great CZW champion for that guy, for that company. Yeah, but it's a lot of guys that's not there. They had Shane Hollister. You know, I guess Caleb Huntley is still there. I'm not even sure. He might be on his way out. But CZW, their main roster consists of Black G's, Matt Tremont, Drew Gulak, AR Fox,
Mike Bailey.
Mike Bailey now. Say that
now.
Because he looks like, I mean, he's comfortable there. That's good to Mike Bailey. But it's so different. And it's so difficult to say who's really on the main roster. Out of all these guys, who's going to make it to Cage of Death in December? We don't know. You know, Ron Mathis can always come back by then. But yeah, oh, Greg Excellent, he's pretty permanent there. But yeah, Ron Mathis, you got any thoughts on him?
Yeah, man, like, a few years back, I always thought that he was supposed to be, like, some type of, like, next big thing in, like, deathmatch wrestling, you know? Like, they kind of built him up to be that type of dude. But then he just disappeared, like, for a while. And then just ever since then, he just would make sporadic appearances. But, yeah, like, I like him. I thought he was a good dude. Like, I liked his work. I thought it was great. Like, I want to see more of him in CZW. But, yeah, that's all I got to say. But, yeah, it's a damn shame, like, you don't hear about him, ever.
Right. And he's a young dude, and he's putting his body on the line. Like I said, he's a champion somewhere. I don't know what company, but he's a champion somewhere. Bring in the ruthless Ron Mathis, man. He's a hard worker.
Yeah.
That last person on our five-star wrestlers list, former AIW Absolute Champion. He was a member of the BDK. This is Tim fucking Dunst. Another Cleveland guy. you got Cleveland all down the board. Tim Dunst, you can go first this time.
Tim Dunst, yeah, I've been a fan of Tim Dunst. I've always been a fan of his. He was really cool. First time I saw him was in Chikara, where he was doing his thing there. I thought it was really interesting. I remember when they had him, after the whole BDK thing, him and, what's his name?
Jacob Hammermeyer.
Jacob Hammermeyer. Yeah, that whole, like, spiel with him and that weird abusive relationship was, I was a big fan of that one. Great wrestler. Of course, he's a little bit on the chubby side, but it doesn't matter. It's independent wrestling.
Yes.
But, he beat cancer. He beat cancer. He did it. He beat cancer and became Wyatt champ. He's the man right now.
He is the man. Beat Nick Gage.
He beat him. He did it, man. He's the man, man. But I fuck with him. Yeah, I think he's cool, man. Good stuff.
Tim, when was the first time I saw him? Wow. When was the first time I saw him? I think it was AIW. I know it was Chikara. It was Chikara. Because the first time I saw him, it was Chikarosaurus Rex, and he was facing, what's the announcer's guy's name? Not Chikarosaurus, the other one that announces the matches. The one with the hair. He was wrestling him.
I was about to say loud and noxious, but that's his other
Gavin Loudspeaker.
That's
yes,
it.
That was the first time I saw Tim Dunst, and he had to get his hair cut. He always loses those matches. Yeah. I think he just thinks it's just a free haircut. That's what I think it is. And then the whole thing of control of Jakob Hammermeyer, and Jakob finally punched him in the face, and then everybody erupted from that. I like Tim Dunst's promos. I mean, and not because he talks serious, not because, you know, that's what his job description tells him. It's because of pro wrestling. He always says that.
It sounds like it's from the heart.
Yes, he does it for pro wrestling. Yeah. That's his thing. Far as match quality, he has the ring prowess, if you will. I did not see any of his matches with Eddie Kingston, because I heard they were brutal, but like the Tim Dunst I see now is the one I see in AIW, the one that went through that great trial series when he fought Alex Shelley, the people who trained him, Chris Hero, he fought Derek Bateman or Michael Hutter or Ethan Carter III, whatever you want to call him. Yeah, matches with him. And people in AIW loved the dude. He is the Nick Gage of AIW. I really think he is. And he's in CZW now. I really want those guys to, like, partner up somehow and do an AIW-CZW show. I think that would be really, really nice. And Tim Dunst is the man. He is the man. And he believes in himself. He beat cancer. He's a great heel. Great face in AIW. I think he was in Ring of Honor for that Field of Honor show. And Tim Dunst, I guess we haven't seen him back. You know, same thing with Chris Dickinson. I haven't seen him in Ring of Honor neither. But I believe he's done with Chikara. Like, he's done with Chikara. He's not doing Chikara anymore. I guess.
And that's like a pattern. Like, how many people are, like, done with Chikara? You know?
Yeah. Like a couple people. I don't think is Jigsaw back there too. I haven't even kept up with Chikara at all.
Jigsaw hasn't been there, I believe, since 2013 or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, he's gone. Like, but I mean, Chikara's still running. They found replacements. But yeah, Tim Dunst is the man. I love his promos. He was feuding with, like I said, with Nick Gage a little bit. His feud with Eddie Kingston, which is almost like how Eddie Kingston feuds with Chris Hero. Cause, you know, they feud for years, all the time, is Chris Hero against Eddie Kingston. And Eddie Kingston against Tim Dunst, I believe, is the same way. No matter where he goes, he got some type of dirt on Tim Dunst. Dunst got the same type of dirt on Eddie Kingston. But people, if y'all haven't seen, I mean, I'm not saying Tim Dunst, you know, he likes to flip and all this stuff. He doesn't really have exciting matches like that, but he is a good character, and he knows how to work, and he knows how to talk. You know, when he talks, people listen. But that's it. That's the five-star wrestlers that we got here. You want to add anything else, or you want to plug anything? Talk a little.
Hey, smoke weed every day. I'm joking now. Doomsday519.tumblr.com. At Joey Doomsday on Twitter, Doomsday519 on Daily Motion, Doomsday Gorilla on YouTube. I added a new YouTube account. So Doomsday Gorilla spelled as in pro wrestling gorilla, not gorilla the animal. So there's that on YouTube. And I'm making a new Moose video. Should be done within the next few days or next week. I don't know, but definitely before Death Before Dishonor. Look out for that on Daily Motion and YouTube.
Only thing we got here is the @NNZ podcast on Twitter. Y'all need to repost our goddamn show. We got some good shows. We need buzz. Of course, you find us on Rant EM Radio. And don't forget, people, you don't have to just go to Podcast Garden and listen to it. You can also go on iTunes podcast app if you have an iPhone. Many of y'all do. You can just subscribe to us and have the episodes uploaded straight to your phone. Technology, what of it? Yeah. We are on there. We've been on lately. There's about 70 episodes. We're almost to 80 to 90 to 100. We're doing this every week, and I actually feel good about this show.
We're getting there.
We are getting there. We're going to try to bring some people on here like we need to. You know, but mix it up. Keep listening to us. Keep supporting us. Keep supporting wrestling. But that's about it. We don't even have the closing guy say anything. Make sure your ass listens to Rant Wrestling tonight, or Stay Live, Not Job. We gotta make up something just in case they don't ever be here. I ain't gonna say smoke weed every day.
Hey! Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day. Let's see if I can come up with one on the fly. If you ain't down, no. That's the bottom line, no. Anything that's not, I don't know. We gotta find an outro for something. How about this? We'll see you next week on Rant and Wrestling. How about that? We can end the show with that, right?
Yeah.
Alright, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.